Let the congressional reconciliation begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Both chambers of Congress will have to hash out what kind of financial regulation legislation will make it out of Washington. That's after the Senate passed a sweeping overhaul yesterday. Tougher standards for mortgages and home loans, a new consumer watchdog, even a measure that would force Wall Street banks to spin off their lucrative derivatives business. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our studio in New York. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Steve.
So the House passed its own financial reforms late last year, but I've heard lobbyists say that the Senate version comes down much harder on the banks. I mean, will those differences get resolved?
Well, they're really, really pretty similar. For example, both bills set up a new consumer protection watchdog, though in the House version, it's a standalone agency. In the Senate bill, it would be part of the Federal Reserve. So Democrats are confident that these sorts of differences will be worked out and that President Obama will sign a law by July 4th.
Now, Amy, this bill was sold as a way to prevent another near depression. Can it do that? I mean, what causes of the financial crisis are not addressed in this?
Well, some say it doesn't go far enough to restrict the trading that these banks do for their own profit. The bill leaves it up to regulators to write rules about so-called proprietary trading. Simon Johnson is former chief economist at the IMF, and he told the BBC that that leaves the banks off the hook.
Well, they can carry on doing almost exactly what they were doing prior to September 2008. In particular, these so-called banks have transformed themselves into really very large speculative funds that can take huge bets. And when it goes well, they make a lot of money. When it goes badly, it's someone else's problem. It gets shoved onto the taxpayer.
Now, the bill does set up a system for unwinding big failing firms, but the Senate rejected setting up a fund that would have paid for that.
And how much is this going to cost Wall Street?
Well, even without a tougher rule on proprietary trading, analysts say the overhaul could cut profits at the big banks by as much as 20%. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. And a lot of that comes from restrictions on derivatives, which make up to half of their trading profits.
Marketplace's Amy Scott with us from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, stock markets are retreating again today. Worries about government debt are, of course, one thing. But investors also fear a looming regulatory crackdown in the United States, as you just heard, and abroad. From London, Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
Investors are fretting about a disorderly, uncoordinated crackdown. Other countries are taking their own approach, different from the U.S. Germany has slapped a ban on some types of speculation, and Britain is considering whether to break up some of its biggest banks. Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investments says the uncertainty is spooking the markets.
Because what you're seeing at the moment is politicians almost making it up on the hoof. And that's what's concerning, one of the issues concerning markets at the moment, because they need a level of consistency as to what the rules are and how they're going to be applied.
Britain's new Prime Minister, David Cameron, meets with the German leader today. He's expected to stress the need for an international consensus on new financial regulations. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are lower more than 0.5% right now. Japanese shares lost 2.5%. The Chinese benchmark rose a little in Asia. Wall Street yesterday, we are in official correction mode. That's because markets dropped at least 10% from highs earlier in the year. The Dow tumbled 376 points, more than 3.5%, to close yesterday at 10,068, the biggest one-day drop in more than a year since February of 2009. Computer maker Dell reported net income was up more than 50% for the first 3 months of this year. Business sales driving a lot of that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. And by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at ConstantContact.com/social media.
Lawmakers from North and South Carolina are about to introduce a bill in Congress that'll step up enforcement against so-called counterfeit textiles. Those are brands labeled Made in the U.S., Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports.
No one's answering at Yarns America. Hi, you've reached Yarns America, Inc. All lines are presently busy.
Other textile makers say Yarns America doesn't actually make yarn in America. It takes yarn made in Pakistan or China and illegally stamps it made in the USA. Hence, the Textile Enforcement and Security Act of 2010. For the remnants of the U.S. textile industry, here's how things are supposed to work. Our machines make the fibers and fabric. We ship it to our free trade partners in Mexico and Central America. They put it together, send it back, we wear it. Counterfeiters are trying to slip their goods into the mix.
There are Pakistani yarn mills shipping into the port of Charleston, turning those boats around, sending them to Guatemala, and saying this yarn is now U.S. origin.
Cass Johnson with the National Council of Textile Organizations says counterfeit fabrics cost $1 billion every year in lost tariffs. The proposal, stepped up investigations and a new Office of Textile and Apparel Enforcement. With manufacturers and the U.S. Treasury feeling a little threadbare, it's likely to get a good look. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, all the business news of the week in a Marketplace Minute. Here's Bill Radke.
I take off work for a couple of weeks, and in that time, the entire world freaks. Stocks seek a retreat from their peaks, which speaks to the havoc that's wreaked by the Greeks. BP seeks to speak to critiques that its technique for plugging leaks reeks. And speaking of bleak, tough week for the euro, which Stephen Beard in our London bureau reminds us is not good for U.S. exports. Germany outlawed naked shorts. Democrats say their financial reform can keep the collapse from becoming the norm, that it's solving the problem. It's lifting the curse. Republicans say it makes everything worse. Iceland's volcanoes resuming its pluming, which has airlines fuming, but train travel's booming. And you knew this would come out sooner or later. Facebook's been sharing your personal data. I promise you no one will see your ID when you hang out at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke.
Hey. Follow me on Twitter, ChiatakisMMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.